I'm at Phnom Penh's Water Festival, which marks the end of Cambodia's rainy season. It's the time of year when many Cambodians who live in the countryside make their one annual trip to the city to meet up with old friends and watch the boat races on the Tonle Sap River. But one section of Cambodian society is totally excluded from these festivities. Away from the waterfront in Phnom Penh's central market, Chum Sukorn does what he can to support his wife and seven children. He paces between the stalls, a basket of books and postcards slung around his neck, which he tries to sell to tourists. Chum Sukorn stepped on a landmine 16 years ago while fighting against the Khmer Rouge near the Thai border. The blast blew off both his legs below the knees. On one of his artificial legs, he's painted the words, "I was cheated by war."
I stood on a mine while I was transporting equipment for my regiment. I wanted to cross a bridge, but it had been blown up by an anti-tank mine. I couldn't go across, so I took a detour. I spotted one mine and disarmed it, but while I was walking along a small path, I stepped on another one.
There's an estimated 40,000 Chon Pika, or amputees, in Cambodia, one of the highest ratios per head of population in the world. But even though former soldiers on crutches or wearing crude prosthetic limbs are a common sight, Chum Sukorn says most Cambodians regard people like him as lower than dogs.
Life for amputees in Cambodia is very bad. The government only pays us a small amount of money, and I can't earn much more. People try and avoid us, even the shopkeepers don't like us standing in front of their stores. Sometimes the authorities try to arrest us or confiscate our merchandise. We are treated like outcasts. The authorities harass us because they think we are below them.
Discriminated against and ostracized from society, the opportunities for amputees to make a living in Cambodia are virtually non-existent. But the British Mine Clearance Charity, the Mines Advisory Group, or MAG, is trying to change that. It employs landmine victims to clear the very weapons that rob them of their limbs. Mono Peep works for MAG in the northwestern province of Battambang. He's in charge of more than 200 deminers in the region, and almost a quarter of them are amputees.
After we check medical check-up and they fit, we send them to the ICRC, International Cambodian Red Cross, to get the new prosthesis that's not out of the metal, that can work with the metal detector. Then after the training for 4 weeks, and then they deploy as the deminer.
So if I were to come to you and looking for a job as a deminer, the leg that I have now would be no good because it has metal in it.
Yeah, the mine detector will pick up all the metal. If in your body, if you have the watch or have any small amount, the metal will interfere the mine detector. So you have to get your prosthesis fixed, make sure that your prosthesis is out of the metal.
I'm standing dressed in a flak jacket and a safety helmet in the middle of the Ao Cham Long minefield. It's a few miles from the border with Thailand. The area where I'm standing is completely safe. It's been cleared of mines in the last few weeks, but the forests all around me are still thick with landmines. After losing my own leg to a hidden mine earlier this year, just being here is extremely unsettling. It's made even more so because the deminer working near me has just uncovered the very same type of mine that I stepped on. It's called a PMN mine, and it's poking out of the soil about a meter away from me. But the inherent dangers of this job don't seem to trouble Leng Chan Tre, even though, like me, a landmine blew off his right leg below the knee. I don't get scared because I'm fully trained and I know exactly what I'm doing, he told me. Anyway, he says, I like being able to clear mines and give the land back to the people so they can live and work without fear. Even though Leng Chan Tre survived the blast, he thought his life was over. Now, though, his job as a deminer brings in a monthly wage 10 times the national average of $20 a month.
The job has lifted him up the social ladder in Cambodia and given him enough money to pay for a long-delayed wedding. Decades of war mean that landmines will continue to blight large swathes of Cambodia for decades to come. But amputee deminers like Len Chantry are tackling the problem by safely detonating one landmine at a time.